USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are speaking out about recent actions by the U.S. Postal Service. They claim the changes are designed to make it more difficult to vote by mail. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm demanding that the Senate hold hearings and call Mr. DeJoy and the head of the Postal Commission before them this week. I'm demanding that Leader McConnell go into regular session so we can have these hearings.
On CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says the president's actions are because he cares.
I think what President Trump wants is a fair election. If you have a tried-and-true system where they've been doing it like absentee ballots, where there's some security mechanisms built in, that's totally acceptable. That's a great thing to do. But you can't have a new system being tried where there's not the right time to do it and expect them to get it right and then expect that Americans will have confidence in the elections.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump says he's very strongly looking into whether he should pardon Edward Snowden. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. There are many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years.
Some Trump supporters have been pushing a false narrative that Kamala Harris isn't eligible to run with Joe Biden because her parents weren't born in the U.S. She was born here, so she is eligible. On CNN, New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says she's ready for a fight.
Kamala Harris has been fighting the fight her entire career, rising to positions where she was the first African-American woman in time and time again. So if there's anybody that's ready for this kind of mess, it's Kamala Harris.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump is mourning the loss of his younger brother. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Following the death of President Trump's brother Robert Trump, disenchanted critics of the president have been tweeting the hashtag WrongTrump, as if to say it should have been the president who passed away. As of this morning, the hashtag was the second highest trending on Twitter with over 100,000 tweets. Bishop Talbert Swan, who is a pastor, radio host, and president of the Springfield, Massachusetts branch of the NAACP, said, "Dear Grim Reaper, you took the wrong Trump." A number of the posts bearing the hashtags were expressing distaste for the trend, even by some who opposed the president. Robert Trump died 11 days before what would have been his 72nd birthday.
The United Nations Security Council has rejected the U.S. proposal to extend an arms embargo on Iran. The Dominican Republic was the only country to support the proposal in the Security Council vote late Friday. Russia and China voted against the U.S. resolution, and the rest of the council members abstained. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized member states for their lack of support. The U.S., France, Britain, China, Russia, and Germany originally negotiated the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran, in 2015 under the Obama administration. But President Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal 4 days before a deadline to recertify the 2015 pact. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.